This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Deanna Smith, D-E-A-N-N-A-S-M-I-T-H, date of birth 07/02/1938, date of appointment 11/19/2024. Requesting physician George Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Deanna Smith today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 86 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease by Dr. Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. She was seen by Dr. Jackson, also J-A-C-K-S-O-N. She's taking Sinemet 25/100, 1 PO, 4 times daily. She feels like she falls backward. Her gait is off. She feels drunk all the time. She has tremors of the right hand. When she's nervous and upset, she has more shaking. She shakes when she wants to feed herself. She has difficulty walking on unlevel ground. Sometimes legs jump. No difficulty swallowing. No numbness of the hand and feet. Please rewrite last sentence. She is having numbness of the hands and feet. Past medical history. Hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, low back pain, Parkinson's disease. Hypertensive heart disease, Sjogren syndrome, macular degeneration, history of malignant neoplasm of the breast, generalized anxiety disorder, insomnia, hematuria, past surgical history, none reported. Past surgical history, please rewrite cataract, cholecystectomy, total hysterectomy, sinus surgery, allergy, Demerol, morphine, Robitussin, Avista, codeine, penicillin, erythromycin, angiotensin receptor blocker, medication, amlodipine, carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100, 1 PO, 4 times daily, vitamin D, Zyrtec, vitamin B12, pressure vision, Tylenol, Restasis. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widowed, lives with the son. She has 3 children. Family history, mother deceased at age of 1 or 2, macular degeneration and heart problem. Father deceased at age of 72, MI. One sister with macular degeneration and heart problem. Alive, one brother deceased, heart issue. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having edema of the ankle, tremors, right hand rigidity, gait ataxia. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. ...86-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Cinemat 25 over 101 PO4 time daily. Her Parkinson's disease is very stable at this time. Her gait ataxia is due to the peripheral neuropathy. EMG of the lower extremity cannot be done due to the edema of the feet. I will order the EMG of the upper extremities. To rule out carpal tunnel syndrome and neuropathy, I would like to see her back in my office when this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.